Wednesday, March the 8th, 2023. Today's daily Bible readings come to us from Psalm 128, Ezekiel 36, 22 through 32, and then John 7, 53 through 8, 11. I'm going to take a look at Ezekiel and talk about when the cleansing comes. So we take a lot of solace in the fact of God's willingness to redeem us in spite of our iniquities. And we should, right? That's a really good thing for us. And we should be thankful for it. But here's something we need to think about. Something that God is saying here in Ezekiel, and it's pretty blunt. It isn't necessarily for our sakes that God acts. And that's kind of not amazing thing, as in amazing, wow, that's awesome, but like, great for us, but amazing thing that it's not just because he's like super concerned about us, or that he just somehow can't live without us. He's doing it, he says to Israel here, for his name's sake, right? Or specifically Judah here, but it's for his name's sake, right? This is what we see here in Ezekiel 36. It's because the people's actions, their actions, have profaned his name. So their actions, the things that they've done that have gotten them in a situation where things have just gone terribly wrong for them, and they're being punished, that has tarnished his name, profaned his name, because they are the people called by his name, and called by his name before all the other nations. And so now he is going to clean up his name. So, and part of that is to, because these are the people called by his name, but they don't act any different than any of the other nations around them, I should say. And then on top of that, because all these horrible things have befallen them, then the people also laugh at God's name and say, well, apparently he's not that great a God, because look what his people have become, and then look what they've become, look what's happening to them. So now he's going to clean it up by first cleansing the people. So the cleansing is coming. He is turning his eye to them, and he is going to clean them up. He's going to redeem them. But it's when the cleansing comes for them, it's not the most fun. It's not like, you know, just, hey, bubble bath time, let's get everybody cleaned up. No, it's a pretty hardcore returning, come to Jesus moment, if you want. But come it will, and the people called by his name, he says, won't be disgraced, right? You will no longer be disgraced among the nations. And then he says, you will remember your evil ways, he says to them, and your dealings that were not good. I love how this, it just doesn't go into great detail. It just goes, your dealings, the things that you do, the things that you did, they just weren't good. No more explanation than that. I think they probably all understood it. And he says they will be loathing themselves for their iniquities and abominable deeds. In other words, when the cleansing comes and they are turned around and they're cleaned up, they're going to look back at who they were and they're going to loathe the people that they were. They're going to see themselves as loathsome. So the promise is that God's people will be made better, and we will rejoice in the new life and opportunity he has given us. But remember, it wasn't for your sake. He says, it wasn't for your sake that he has cleansed you, that he has redeemed you. Let that be known, he says. And we should repent, and we should be dismayed about who we were before the cleansing came. Anyway, that's the DBR for today. Get out, enjoy the day. We'll talk to you later.